Moncrief on News Talk.
Guinness 00, excuse me, has increased in popularity, so much so that Diageo is now currently engaged in installing additional taps in pubs around the country. So have they finally cracked the problem of producing a no-alcohol beer that isn't GAC? Dara Curran is the Guinness guru. Afternoon, Dara.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
When you first tasted Guinness 00, what was your impression of it?
When I first tasted it,
yeah,
GAC.
All right, okay.
But now, 4 years later, not GAC.
Okay.
It's a decent product now.
Okay, what have they, how has it changed? How have they managed to do that?
I think like anything, when you first put something out, like you, we all know anything you do in life, the first time you do, it's not going to be great. Like Guinness, the original product has been around for 265 odd years or something like that. So they've had plenty of time to get that right. I think it was just a case of they maybe knew that when they brought it out originally, it probably wouldn't be received great. The whole people love to kind of take the pee about the whole, oh, non-alcoholic, this, that and the other. I even think over since 2020 to now, so much has changed in terms of it being quote unquote okay to be sipping on a non-alcoholic drink in a pub. I think people are drinking a lot less these days. And I actually think that's spawned from the youth aren't drinking as much. Like I'm 31. When I was in my youth, everyone was drinking. Now I know like 20-year-olds that just for no real reason, they just aren't that mad on drinks. So I think the sober culture has become huge in the last few years.
Yeah. But getting it right though, it seems to have been difficult, not just for Guinness now, in fairness for loads of people. Like I'm when I was in college, we were, myself and a few people I know, we were given money to go and test a beer. And, you know, they'd bring us down, they'd give you two pints of this stuff and then they'd pay you a fiver. Now, it was clearly Guinness Light, even though they wouldn't say what the name of
right,
it was.
Yeah.
It was vile. I mean, we were students who had no money and we actually poured it into potted plants rather than drink the stuff. We'd use the fiver to buy drink, of course.
Yeah.
But so it's taken them decades to get this right, it seems.
Yeah, but his Guinness Light did have alcohol in it, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it was, I'm not sure what way it was light, but it was light in calories.
Because I've heard of Guinness Light, I've heard of, was there a mid-strength or something? Maybe that was in the UK. They've tried a lot of different things, but I do think, and again, like I've got that title, Guinness Guru, I've no affiliation, official affiliation with Guinness, and I'm not obliged to say that the product is good now. And like I said, I didn't like it at all at the start. So yeah, it came out in 2020. What they've done between now and then, science behind it, I don't exactly know. But like when it came out originally, I remember I did a blind taste test. I used to always, if anything new came, I wanted to do it right, you know, because there was a lot of other these, again, quote unquote influencers just kind of drinking it because it was all sent out, the PR stuff. So everyone's just saying, oh, that's great. It tastes exactly like Guinness. And I was like, listen, I'll do it how I know. I think I stuck on a bloody mask or something like a big EJ. And I did an Instagram live so no one could call me out. And I had got my housemate to pour the Guinness Zero into one pint. And I had the normal Guinness. And this was cans. And I knew right away. And I didn't have a great history with these blind taste tests, but I knew this one right away. I said, that tastes like very much watery Guinness. And I was kind of vindicated in that because I think all the cans, the initial launch of cans were all like recalled or something like that because there was a problem with them.
Mm.
So I was actually glad I said what I said. And then in 2021, they brought them out the first time into pubs with the kind of micro draft system where the kind of can that you couldn't actually open with your hands went into this machine. The machine did all the work. Problem with that was that I went into Hugh in the Boar's Head and he said, if you got two or more of them ordered, you can't pull the first bit and then let them wait. You have to let this thing do its thing for about 5 minutes before.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean? So you've got like, if you've got six lads ordering a Guinness Zero, you're doomed. That still wasn't great at all. Didn't taste great at all. I put them up beside each other very, very much. You could taste the difference. 2022. The first proper keg was introduced to it. There's a video on my YouTube, but I'm not going to name the pub here. But it was the first they were experimented with an actual keg. And I think it was like the first day it was coming in and the guy was trying to pour it and it looked like he poured about 8 pints of milk before he was able to give me a proper pint. It was like every time the head was the full pint and then it was 9/10 and then and he just kept pouring it and I was like, right, well, for the for the good of the video, I'd say just keep going. If I have to pay for it, just keep going, because I'm not going to review that. You don't want to be reviewing that. So what still wasn't great. 2023 then. So after that, I had kind of lost all hope. I said, listen, it must be just absolute gack. As you're saying, 2023, I was in Mulligan's on Poole Beg Street doing a completely different video. And Gary in there, he just said something about the Guinness era was going well or something like that. And I said, sure, go on, give us a pint of it. And now Mulligan's in Poole Beg Street, many people would know, does a stellar pint of normal Guinness. Yeah. And he came in and I was very, very much surprised. I said, geez, they've really turned this around since the launch of the first keg. Only, 12, 14 months later, they've actually got a decent product. Now, again, different pubs. You could get a pint in a different pub of the zero. But I do think they've done a very good job in the last 18 months of improving it. And so many people are drinking it now.
Yeah. So if you order from a tap, it pours the same way as a regular pint again.
Now it does,
settling the top it up again.
Settling it does. Yeah. The whole lot. Same glass, just has the kind of big blue zero zeros. And I'll even say this on radio that I've lately, if I'm doing a video, I might just, if the video isn't centered around the actual Guinness, if I'm just in a pub and I want the aesthetic, I'll just say to the barman, throw an L0 in the normal Guinness glass there.
Because
it looks the same. Now, it's still not, doesn't taste as good, but it's definitely, like, you wouldn't go and have a load of them, but it definitely, you know, if you've got a drive or whatever, for whatever reason, you just want to, you can't drink the proper stuff. Like, two or three of them is absolutely grand.
Yeah. And so we'll say, would you put a percentage on it? Is 0.0 80% as good as regular Guinness?
Oh, that's an impossible task to put a percentage on it. I don't know. You know yourself, like, it's just that you don't get that. Luckily, not that I need much of an edge to be taken off when I go into the pub, but you know, you have that first pint of the real stuff. And when it's not the real stuff, you just, something's missing. Maybe it's placebo. Now, the only complaint I would have is it's only about 10 cents cheaper than a regular pint. And we know the price of pints.
Yeah, it's going
like,
up all the time.
If a pint is, whatever, £7 around at Templebury or more, like, you're still paying 6.90, 7 euro, whatever, for it. That's the killer, I think. Do you know what I mean? You would think, okay, I should be, rewarded for not drinking alcohol. What's the price? 10 cent less. Oh, right. What's the point? Do you know what I mean?
But at the same time, and I suppose that the fact they're selling so many tells his own story, but have they come the closest then in creating a decent non-alcoholic beer?
I think there's some very good ones at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, it is mad how it's just completely become this big, massive thing in the last, kind of since COVID, I would say, because I always have this memory of drinking in my mate's house, say, 10 plus years ago, up in his attic, and his dad had this six pack of non-alcoholic Beck's, and he must have been there since we were 18 to about 25, and it was never touched. And that just kind of showed me that, and you would, even the words non-alcoholic beer in a pub, if you went into a pub even 2019 and said, I'll have a pint of non-alcoholic, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Whereas now
true.
it's completely accepted, you know?
Yeah. Dara, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks, Sean.
That was Dara Curran there, the Guinness guru.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.